Welcome to Chapter 15 of the Service Marketing Series, where we will talk about how do you manage the service quality. Now, unlike product quality, which is tangible, you could feel the product, you could look at the aesthetics, you could use the product. For example, if you're using a smartphone, you could look at the camera, you could use the keypad, you could look at the display. So you could judge the product quality by actually feeling, touching, and using the product. Service quality is perception driven, and perception differs with each individual. So the perception for me of how courteous a rep is could be different from what your perception is about how polite or how courteous or how well attired a customer service rep is. So how do organizations manage service quality? So what is service quality? As I said, it is perception driven. Quality, simply, if you talk about any product or service, is a product or a service which is free of deficiencies. But now, deficiencies for a product is easy to define. For example, if I manufacture shirts, right, it should have all the buttons stitched together, the stitch should be good, the size should be good, there should be no color marks on the shirt. So it should not be defective. It's easy to look at a shirt or a trouser or a pen or a phone or a laptop or an air conditioner, and you could tell that, okay, does it have any deficiency? That's not true with services. It's perception driven. So service quality is a customer's impression of the service which the customer expected and what actually has been delivered to the customer. And this perception is different for each customer. So as a business owner, you have to address the customer perception of the group and also individual customer expectations and preferences. Example, again, if you have a smartphone, the camera needs to be functioning. That's true for every customer. But when it comes to service organizations, for example, if I am running a restaurant as a service, then some customers may expect to be served, say, in 15 minutes. Some may expect it to happen in 5 minutes. So the perception differs, and every customer's perception about the quality of service hence would be different. But what are the benefits if you are able to manage service quality as expected by your customers? Obviously, first is that customers would be satisfied. So if customers are happy, satisfied, they will stay with the company, they would come again, they would buy again, they would refer it to anybody who asks for a feedback or recommendation, friends, family, co-workers, and hence the business will grow, right? The sales would grow, revenue would grow, and the company would grow. Consumers will be satisfied, so there will be positive word of mouth publicity. And since customers are happy, they keep coming back, revenues are increasing, so the internal environment as well would be very positive, which would lead to high employee motivation and low employee churn. So there are many benefits of ensuring that you deliver good, great quality of service to your customers. But since service quality, unlike product quality, is perception driven, how do you measure service quality? First is you seek feedback from the customer proactively. So this takes us back to the customer satisfaction surveys. You could do email surveys, you could do physical questionnaire, you could have something on an SMS or a phone call, but you collect feedback and voice of customer directly from the customer to measure and monitor how satisfied are your customers. So if you run a survey, for example, a very simple survey, that were you satisfied with your last interaction, yes or no? If you send it to 100 customers and 90 say yes and 10 say no, then your customer satisfaction score is 90%. Now suppose last month it was 93%. This month it's 90%. So you've got 3% lesser satisfied customers. You want to understand what went wrong. So the best way to measure service quality is you ask the customer proactively and directly. So you contact the customer after the service is delivered. So you need to ensure that it happens as soon as you can. So if you've delivered service today, there's no point asking for feedback 2 months from the date the service was delivered. So make it instant, make it quick. Show customers that the feedback matters. So once you've asked for a feedback, ensure that you act upon it and you follow up with the customer to inform, to communicate that necessary action has been taken. And you do regular internal quality audits and checks. For example, if you go back to the restaurant example, you may send somebody as a decoy customer, right? You, some of your friends who can walk into the restaurant, place an order, and then record everything and come and tell you how was the experience, how much time did it take to order, how did everybody behave at the restaurant. So you do quality audits and checks internally in addition to asking your customers for feedback. So different ways that you could measure service quality and performance of your team. Now, what are the dimensions of service quality? So there are 10 dimensions of service quality. One, tangibles. So as we've discussed throughout this, services in nature at the core are intangible, right? You cannot feel, touch, or see a service. All you can do is experience a service. So you, as a business, you add tangible parameters, quantifiable measures to judge the quality of a service. So on-time processing of claims, on-time delivery of orders, these are some ways to assign tangible attributes to intangible services. So tangible attributes become one of the dimensions to measure service quality. Then comes reliability. How reliable are you as a service provider? So do customers feel that the company is reliable? That's the start of the customer being satisfied and feeling and experiencing the quality of your service organization. Then responsiveness. So as we've discussed throughout in the rater model as well, how responsive are you as a business to customer feedback, queries, suggestions, and most importantly, complaints? Then the competence. Competence in delivering service, competence in resolving queries and problems, competence in addressing any customer inconvenience and answering any question the customer may have. Courtesy, how courteous are you? So does your rep sound irritated, angry, or disinterested? No, that will affect service quality and experience. Then credibility. So does your business have credibility? You can build that basis your online profile, your customer testimonials, and living up to the commitments and the promises made. Security, physical security as well as data security. For example, if you walk into a hospital or a bank, you need to ensure that there is a physical security. You feel safe banking there or getting treated in a hospital. Online, if you submit data, you need to feel secure that your data will not be shared or sold to third party, or it's not easy to hack into their servers and steal customer data. Access. As a customer, a person would want to have access to the right authority, the concerned person, and the right information throughout their interaction with the company. Communication. It should be transparent. It should be easy. If a customer is not happy with something, he or she should be able to communicate easily to the right authority and be heard. And then you need to understand the customer. And that happens if you talk to the customer, if you pay attention to what the customer has to say at every touch point. So these are 10 dimensions to measure the quality of service an organization delivers to the customers. Tangibles: reliability, responsiveness, competence, courtesy, credibility, security, access, communication, and finally, the ability to understand the customer. So, as an organization, it's important that we measure service quality, because anything that gets measured gets monitored, and then there could be efforts to continuously improve the scores. So CSAT, as we discussed, is one way go directly ask the customer, send surveys, send feedback, make phone calls, or do online polls to understand how customers feel about the experience. Ask for both objective and subjective feedback. Objective feedback gives you the score. Yes or no will give you a score. Subjective feedback gives you insights and inputs to work upon to improve that objective score. And then do internal checks. Do surprise internal checks and audits to ensure that the service delivery processes as planned are being followed by your teams to deliver good quality and good experience to your customers. Thank you very much.